Over the past 3 weeks, wheat has declined $1.50. Here to help make sense of that is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. Kim, have we established a downward trend?
Well, you know, the wheat marketing year price trend is normally set in late August and early September. Given that the prices in late August, the 29th to 30th, were about $1.50 higher than what we got now, or what we have now is $1.50, losing 50 cents a week, I think we got a downtrend.
All right, so what's behind that decline?
Well, if you'll look at the stocks, you know, last week the USDA released the supply and demand estimates for wheat. They raised U.S. wheat ending stocks from 671 million bushels to 761. That's well above average for the U.S. World ending stocks, they increased from 6.9 billion bushels to 7.1 billion. Again, well above average. You look at where the increased production and supply is, it's in the former Soviet Union countries and some others, but mainly FSU. Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, all exporting wheat. Russia's determined to be a major exporter of wheat. They're coming out the Black Sea area, and that's taken our Eastern Asia and Northern Africa markets.
All right, so I guess the big question, how low can things go?
Oh, that's a $64 question or $64,000 question, right, whichever way you want to put that. But, you know, it could go down to $6.36 to around $6.80 in Oklahoma. You know, that December contract right now is trading between $7.20 and $7.60. If we break the $7.20, we could go down to $6.70 for that. Our basis is a minus 40, and that's where I'm coming up with that $6.30 to $6.80. But we got to break that $7.20 first on that December contract.
Very good. Now, where are we headed for June 2012?
If you look at the harvest price, a couple weeks ago, I came out with a number of $6.75 a bushel. I'm still pretty comfortable with that. If you look at the Kansas City July contract, right now, if you look at a forward contract with it with a minus 7 basis, then we're looking at about $7 a bushel, somewhere in that vicinity.
All right, quickly, Kim, we've been hearing lately a lot of reporters talking about how wheat is actually lower than corn. Is that true?
It is on the Chicago market in soft red winter wheat. It is not true at the hard red winter wheat in the Kansas City market. Kansas City is still about 80 cents premium to corn.
Very good. Kim Anderson, thank you as always. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.